Penguin Random House Audio presents At the Edge of the Orchard by Tracy Chevalier. Read for you by Mark Bramhall, Kirby Hayborn, Hilary Huber, and Cassandra Morris. For Claire and Pascal, Finding Their Way in the World. The juice of apples, likewise, as of pippins and peramains, is of very good use in melancholic diseases, helping to procure mirth and to expel heaviness. John Parkinson, Paradisi in Sol Paradisus Terrestris, 1629. To the spirit bowed with affliction or harrowed with cares, a pilgrimage to these shadowy shrines affords most soothing consolation. Behold the evergreen summits of trees that have withstood the storms of more than 3,000 years. While lost in wonder and admiration, the turmoil of earthly strife seems to vanish. Edward Vischer, The Mammoth Tree Grove, Calaveras County, California, 1862. Go west, young man, and grow up with the country. John Babson Lane Soule, 1851, and Horace Greeley, 1865. Part 1. Black Swamp, Ohio. Spring, 1838. They were fighting over apples again. He wanted to grow more eaters to eat. She wanted spitters to drink. It was an argument rehearsed so often that by now they both